act the same. Whereas Downey was a big ball of fun and an expert negotiator, Jonah was the complete opposite. He was brash, rude, and I fucking loved him. But I also hated him. The man had a shit life when he was younger. Sure, I got that. But it didn't mean that he could make everyone's life a living hell. He actually reminded me of Martin Riggs off of the old movie Lethal Weapon. Full of piss and vinegar, and he pretty much got off on pissing people off just because he could. He was a loaded time bomb, just waiting to detonate, and nobody knew when and where he was going to go off. Now, Downey's son, Locke, who was also a member of our new band of merry men, was a lot like his father. Downey Sr. and Downey Jr. were definitely cut from the same cloth. I liked and respected both men equally the same.
"Nice of you to join us, crew," Captain said. "Have a seat. Would you like to comment about the uniform as well?"
Jonah shook his head once and then stared blankly ahead. The captain sighed and continued explaining our duties, finally ending a half an hour later when our shifts would end.
"You'll work a rotating shift. Any given shift, you'll be working with three other motorcycle cops, and they'll be different each shift, so don't bother making plans from one week to the next. We'll put you where we need you, but mostly you'll be cruising through our busiest roads to help enforce traffic laws and also give the other boys more time to respond to other calls." He paused. "Any questions?"
Nobody said a word.
"All right, then. Just remember, this is your last chance. No more fuck-ups, y'all."
He stood up.
"New schedules will be posted tomorrow. You'll start this next week after the rest of the equipment arrives, okay?"
Nobody said anything again.
"Good."
He got up and left the room. Jonah went out right on his heels, leaving the rest of us staring at our shiny motorcycle boots and tight-ass pants.
"This is a fucking nightmare."
That came from Justice as he held up the pants. "Amen to that," I grunted and stood. "We free to leave now?" They all shrugged.
"Good enough answer for me," I grumbled, standing up.
Kilgore Police Department was a fairly good size, but at this time in the evening, it was dead quiet due to shift change. The only person that was making any noise in the entire place was the 911 operator that worked in her own little room off to the side of the bullpen. Normally, there were three of them, but likely since it was shift change, the other two had taken their lunches.
"All right, Logan,"
I heard called from behind me.
"You try that on for us. Model it, and we'll tell you what we think."
I gave Pace a look. Fuck you. But before we could all make the break for it that we should have done the moment that Captain Morgan left the room, he was back just as fast.
"Oh, don't forget, we have a team building exercise at the goddamn painting place. If I have to be there, you have to be there. And make sure someone finds fucking Jonah and tells him to be there or else. 8 o'clock sharp. It's also BYOB. Bring your own goddamn beer and make double damn sure that you bring your own because you're not drinking mine."
Pace and I shared a look. "Not it." The fact that we both said it at the same time was highly amusing.
"I'm not telling him," Pace grumbled. "He's going to shit himself at hearing we have to go to a fucking painting party."
"Just make sure his nephew do it," I suggested, looking over at the fresh-faced baby Downey, who'd been out of the police academy for all of 6 weeks. He was the only one of us who'd gotten to this particular unit out of want rather than necessity. The rest of us, Jonah, Pace, Justice, and I, had all gotten here because we'd gotten into a bit of a tight spot with something or another over the last couple of months. And since we had a new therapist who felt that maybe a change of pace slash scenery would benefit us, we'd all been transferred to a unit that was pretty much a precursor to being fired, which none of us wanted. But we didn't really have much of a choice, seeing as the goddamn therapist was the daughter of the mayor, and what that woman wanted, that woman got. Regardless of the fact that none of us had done a goddamn thing wrong other than find ourselves in that woman's office.
"Danny looks like he would do it," Pace agreed. "Let's go talk to him."
Pace said as he stood next to me, bouncing on the prosthetic blades that acted as stand-ins for his actual feet.
"Nobody is here yet."
I nodded my head at the lot. I'm fairly sure that Justice has been here for about 20 minutes, but he's parked over there in the shadows because he's too afraid he'll see his mom, who is painting right now.